Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Today we will be continuing with our question and answer series with more of our listeners' questions. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom answers these questions.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I do not know the state of this listener or why he would listen to me, but since his question is on the national scene these days, I felt I would answer it in order to help others who've received the same question. Dr. Bloom, how can you say you have a compassion for souls, but would not perform a gay wedding? Do you actually think that it's right that a bakery and a pizza restaurant should refuse to do a gay wedding because it's against their religious convictions?
Okay. I don't know the state in which this listener lives. And just as Brother Jerry said, I don't know for sure. But there are others who've asked me that question and with the news of lately. So when I look at that kind of a question, say, how can you say you have compassion for soul? Now, these are things that came up in the media in early 2015. Unfortunately, this question comes from someone who describes himself as a Calvinist. Even goes on to say something about his church and that he had a weekly Bible study that he attended on Fridays. He is the father of children from a marriage to his former wife. And this shows how successful Satan is in getting this sodomite filth to be considered acceptable or legitimate in society. Now, of course, they've already drunk the Kool-Aid that this is the way they were born instead of a learned evil activity that has them addicted, just as drug addicts get addicted to drugs. They're not born a drug addict, but they become drug addicts over a period of time. So my answer to him was this, dear sir, I can only tell you about what I have done. I cannot speak for anyone else. I have discriminated in performing marriages for my entire pastoral ministry. And my first full-time pastorate was in 1978. I have those who wanted to get married, and they do want to get married. And besides a counseling session, I have them write out a testimony about their salvation before we even meet. If they say, well, I was baptized or I joined the church, then I question them very thoroughly. You see, I will not marry an unsaved person to a saved person. So I discriminate. Secondly, as according to the scripture, just like the first thing there, I will not marry a person who has divorced for a reason other than their ex-mate committed adultery and they continue to do so, or they have divorced them and that ex-mate has remarried. Well, then I won't marry them unless that thing is in there. Unless it's for adultery, continual acts of adultery, and the ex-mate is remarried, I won't marry them. Now, I've had people leave our church over that. But Scripture in obedience are far more important. I did that in the first two churches I've pastored, which included the first church. We started out with only 19 members. It took 5 years to get up over 100, but still, it cost something. I also pastored the church and kept that principle. When I went to a second church that I started from scratch, the first service in that church was just my wife and my three little children at the time. We rented an elementary cafeteria that we rented from a public school. And in that period of time, in that 1 year that I was there, God built it up to 35 people. But in that year, I refused to perform those weddings on scriptural ground. Now, on the sodomite question, that is something that has just come up like it's something brand new. And no, the Bible's had it in here all the time. But the modern-day political correct term that they use is scientifically incorrect. That is the term homosexual. Scientifically, homosexuals, what plants do when they fertilize themselves. And I don't know that that's what homosexuals that we call homosexuals do. Now, I've never restricted homosexuals from coming to our church. We've seen some get saved. Three of them have married the opposite sex and have led good families with children born to them. God did it. You see, when God saves a soul, he does a complete job. And you can see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Listen to it as I read. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. That's where you get into your homosexuality and perversion, or your sodomy, if you want to call it sodomite, or what have you. So he says, abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now listen to these next words. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So such were the effeminate, or the Bible term is sodomite, or homosexual is the world's term. Now, they didn't have psychologists. See, a lot of people say, well, if you want to have a ministry to homosexuals, you've got to have things that'll take them out of that. No. If they get washed in the blood of Christ and they want Christ to cleanse them from their sin and to take that from them, he will. They got to be willing for it. Now, we would not hire nor allow a homosexual to join our church, but they can attend service. They might get saved, you see. Now, as a matter of fact, we do want them to come and hear the truth, because God can save their souls and change them, just as we just read in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. All contracts for employees, whether they teach in our Christian school or otherwise, have a statement that they will know that they are let go for moral turpitude, which could include homosexuality, adultery, fornication, pornography. I've fired a couple of employees over pornography. I've fired them from administration. See, I have relieved deacons of their office for adultery. So, I'm saying that that is scriptural. I've done what the Bible tells me to do in those things. Now, the next part, and I note this to this listener. This part is my position as an American only. It is one I will, it is not one that I will debate. I will just let people yap about it that have nothing else to do but yap on the internet. Now, you say, that's kind of unkind, Brother Andy, of you to use the terminology yap. And it's not one I normally use, but this guy, it seemed like about every other word in his email to me was, you guys are always yapping. You're always yapping about homosexuality. You're yapping about this. You're yapping about that. So that's the way I answered it. But it is my position because of biblical conviction. If I own a pizza shop or a cake shop, just like church, when they come to buy a product, they can buy it. But I will not go to or fix up anything for a gay wedding. Now, actually, if I wanted to, I could say I will not do any weddings anymore as a business. However, if you want to use me to make something for your party, you can contact me as a private individual, and I will do it, perhaps, if I have the time. Okay, now, if a pizza guy did that, or the bakery shop did that, that would be something that would be, that would really upset those poor people, wouldn't it? Now, a minority, who knows what it is to suffer as a minority, should not attack another minority for having biblical conviction. Now, since you mentioned about us who preach this way, and you're talking about how many more people believe another way, that kind of puts me in a minority, doesn't it? So I wonder if I should have special privileges in this country, or would they believe that they are right to discriminate against me in this matter? You see, when I said the things about the wife in subjection to her husband and the men leading in their country, most people would disagree with that. And so I'm a minority. So therefore, I should have special privileges. You see, when you just turn the argument back around, then it becomes a problem for them. A man is an atheist. And so, if a man is an atheist, he shouldn't be forced to cook for a Christian ministry. If one is a Muslim, he should not be forced to cook for a Christian wedding. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.